Now, let's turn to horse racing. Dylan Brown McMonagall was honoured at the Horse Racing Ireland Awards on Wednesday night. It's been a truly great year for the Donegal jockey, taking the Apprentice Jockey Championship. His latest award, he picked up the Emerging Talent Award on Wednesday. Delighted to say that Dylan joins us on the line this afternoon. Firstly, Dylan, well done on the award.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's great to have me on.
Now, it's been a tremendous season. You seem to have gone from strength to strength. And in total, what, riding something, 48 winners, is that right?
Yeah, I had 48 was the total at the end of the year. So it was an unbelievable season. Got loads of support off so many people. And it was great to get champion apprentice title as well at the end of the season. So it was great.
So if we look back on the year, you know, when you started off the year, had you set any particular targets?
No, not really. I had a good season in 2020, and I was just looking forward more to 2021, and there was plenty of good horses around, and I didn't have a bad winter either, so I was really looking forward to the season kicking off, and I got off to a great start, and things just snowballed from there. Then I just kept riding plenty of winners and got loads of opportunities, and you just have to take them when you get them. And thankfully, I was getting on the right horses on the right days, and I had a great season, which was great.
And I suppose a number of highlights, many highlights. You had your first group race winner in the Vintage Crop Stakes back in Navan in, I think it was April.
Yeah, I won the Group 3 on Baron Samedi there. That was great. He was on a winning streak. That was like seven wins in a row, I think, for him. So I partnered up a good partnership with him and his owners, Leck Racing. They're sponsors of mine. So it was great to get that for them. And another one was Mighty Blue in Goran Park. She won a listed race for Capel Street Syndicate as well, which is local owners here in Donegal, Donald Barrett and all the boys. So it was great to get that for them as well.
And significantly, of course, back in 2019, you signed up as an apprentice with Joseph O'Brien, one of the top trainers, and you've certainly forged a great relationship with him.
Yeah, we have loads of horses down there. There's nearly 300 there, nearly in total altogether. So I was very lucky to get down there and get in. But he's been so supportive of me from day one. He gives us so much opportunities. And there's so many good horses down there. He spreads the rides out so evenly. There's loads of good riders down there, and the yard's full of talent as well, but he manages to spread the rides out well, and we all get our fair share, and I couldn't be in a better yard.
So tell us a little bit about the yard. It's in County Meath?
County Kilkenny. Down in Owning Hill in County Kilkenny. So it's a big place. There's great facilities down there, and the results definitely show.
And a lot of hard work. You have to keep yourself in great nick as well. And also quite a bit of travel. And I suppose COVID didn't help matters.
No, definitely not. We're kind of in the middle of everything down there. So the furthest trip we'd have to do is just under 3 hours. So it's not too bad. It'd be worse if we were up here in Donegal having to go racing every day, going down to the Stowell and all them places. It'd be a lot longer journeys. But we're in the middle of it kind of all, so it's in a great place. Racing's not that far away from us, so it's not too bad, but it is plenty long hours. You'd be up early in the morning, you might be home too late at night, depending on what time the racing is and stuff, but it's a lot of hard work, but when you get the results, it's all worth it.
So tell us a little bit of sort of a typical week for you. What happens on the days when you're not racing, and maybe sort of how much notice do you get that you've got a ride for a race coming up?
So during the summer, the declarations would come out 48 hours before the racing. On, say, if there was racing on Saturday, the declarations would be done on Thursday morning. So we'd have 2 days notice kind of before we'd know what we're riding. So we'd have plenty of time to organise lifts and stuff and get organised for it and get your weight right. If you had to do a light weight, maybe for a certain horse, you'd have plenty of weight to lose. So you might have a couple of days to lose it or whatever. So you'd be fairly prepared. But you get up early in the morning, go right out. Work starts at 7 o'clock. Depending on where racing is that day, you might have to leave work at 10 o'clock and head to the car or Leprechaun, say, somewhere, and you could have four or five rides. That might be over to 5 or 6 in the evening, and then you have to head home and start another day. But it's fairly quiet these days. It's the off-season. Dundalk's the only meetings is on these days, just Wednesdays and Fridays. So all the babies are in, all the yearlings are started back now in the yard. So they're keeping us all busy, and we need to get them in tip-top shape and look forward to the future stars for next season and get them ready. But it's, although there's not much racing on, we're still very busy at work. There's plenty of work to be done with all them. So it's fairly intense and it's hard work, but that's just the name of the game. It has to be done as well.
So 48 winners. When you're heading up towards the line and it's a title finish, there must be quite an adrenaline rush.
There does be, of course. There's no better feeling walking into the winners' enclosures and riding horses worth lots of money for big owners and trainers. It's definitely a great buzz, I must say.
Now, anybody who's sort of watched your career develop, it went back to quite some time. I think as a 12-year-old, was it that you won the famous Dingle Derby?
Yeah. Pony racing, I started off doing pony racing for my uncle Adrian, and so many others gave me loads of support doing that. But I started off riding ponies just when I was very younger. My mum and my uncle, my two uncles, my dad, everyone, the whole family used to help me and support me, and I got going riding ponies and stuff. And I started doing riding lessons with Rachel Carton down in Rathmullen. I used to ride a little pony called Kipper for her. He was my first few rides, and I rode him for a season or two in the pony racing circuit when I was younger, and he got me started off, and it was definitely a massive help. But from there, I've got so much support off so many different people. There's too many to name, but they all know who they are. But I can't be thankful enough for all the support I've got, and my family's been great, I must say.
Yeah, and like in the early days also, the likes of Tony McCoy taking an interest in you, and you actually spent some time at the British Racing School.
Yeah, I got a scholarship for that from being champion jockey in Dingle 1 year. So that was a very good experience over there, something different. There's loads of good talent in racing school, and there's plenty of good coaches as well. So yeah, I learned plenty over there, but I've been around good people all my life, and I've learned so much off so many different people. But it's been a great lifestyle so far. Anyway, I've really enjoyed it and looking forward to the future.
And you're also a pretty deft hand in the boxing ring. You're an All-Ireland boys boxing champion as well.
Yeah, I used to do a bit of that when I was younger as well. I started off going with a good friend of mine from primary school, Paddy McShane. Very talented boxer himself. He won the All-Ireland Elite title this year. And his dad, Rory McShane, is a coach in Letterkenny. And I started off going in with him, and I stuck at it. I only really did it for fitness and to keep in shape for the racing and stuff, but once I started training and stuff, I wasn't actually that bad at it, so I chanced my arm in a few fights and stuff, and I went from there. But I won a few titles as well, which was a good bonus. But it's a great club, and I had plenty of success at it as well. But Rory's a very, very good trainer, and Paddy was a good sparring partner as well. I must say, you couldn't get much more talented than Paddy for a sparring partner, so it was very good.
And finally, Dylan, great, you've won this Emerging Talent Award. So 2022, what's in store for you, and what are your hopes for the year?
I'd love to beat last year's winners. It's obviously going to be very, very tough. 48 winners, a lot of winners for an apprentice. But going into next year, we just have to look forward to it, keep the head down and work hard. I've no real targets, but you can only do your best and try your hardest and see what happens. But That's the main aim. Just keep the head down and try and ride as many winners as possible.
Well, we wish you every success. And once again, congratulations on what's been a really, really great year. Well done. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.